The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. So this Hall of Fame Classic Championship, I don't know where they're playing that one, but it's in Kansas City, and Arkansas leads Cincinnati 51-47 with just under 10 minutes to go. Not bad for Cincinnati. They were dogs yesterday. They win by 20, played fantastic, and then they're in the title game now against Arkansas, who's ranked, and they're giving them fits. They were leading this game. And now they're down 4. So Cincinnati's 5-0. Arkansas is 4-0. It's a pretty good game. So it's better than the Gonzaga-UCLA blowout. I mean, Gonzaga's having their way, right? So anyway, and then I got the Nuggets and Blazers going in the NBA at the Moda in Rip City. And I've already watched tonight. The Knicks win by 6 over the Lakers. And I thought that, that was impressive. Seeing them hold them up. They're up by 25, blew the lead. It was a tie game at one point. But the Knicks win it 106-100. Heat over the Pistons by 8. They were laying 9.5. I hit the Pistons on the spread. Heat to win. Knicks to win. Laid the spread. And then in these late games, right now, Blazers up 11 with a minute left before the half. 60-49 is what I'm seeing. And then the Clippers are up 22-16, 2 left in the first at Staples, a.k.a. Crypto.com Arena. They don't start calling it Crypto until Christmas Day, so it's still Staples for the time being. And they just played them and beat the Mavericks, the Clippers. This is the second game in a row that they played him. And then before that, I think they played the Suns twice. I mean, what kind of a schedule is that? They lost to the Suns 105-98 on Wednesday. Then Friday, they lost to the Suns, both games in Phoenix, 112-104. Then they played the Clippers in LA, 97-91 Clippers on Sunday. And now they're playing them again on Tuesday night at Staples. I mean, it's unbelievable. That schedule is absolutely unbelievable. Who plays the same team twice in a row on their floor? It makes no sense to me whatsoever. But either way, they've been playing without Luka Doncic, and it's certainly been a problem for him. I want to see if he's in there. He's in there tonight. He's finally playing. Doncic is back. He's got 4 points in 6 minutes. So he's back playing tonight finally. And Reggie Jackson leads the Clippers with 8 points right now. And nobody's really doing anything for the Mavs so far. Porzingis has 5. We'll keep our eyes on those games, obviously. Portland by 12. As far as that one goes, I just wanted to look at the numbers on it. As I watch your boy Dame Time, and then they get a last-second shot by McCollum at the buzzer, 66-52. And he hits the 13-foot shot at the buzzer. So just so we're clear, in terms of this game, Dame Time has 18, McCollum 17, Powell 10. And on the other side, Jeff Green has 15, and Monty Morris has 10 points. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, SportsMap, Sports Byline, Armed Forces. It's for all on the bench, so... there you go. Light night in the NBA tonight, and those games are going on. Now, I do know that tomorrow is unbelievable in the NHL and NBA. There's so many games you could choke on them. So Wednesday is going to be full because Thursday is Thanksgiving, right? So tomorrow night you got Lakers and Pacers in Indy. The Heat are in Minneapolis. The Suns are at the Cavs. The Hornets are in Orlando. Nets and Celtics is the featured attraction on ESPN at 7:30 from the Garden. Bulls Rockets in Houston. Raptors are in Memphis. Pistons and Bucks in Brewtown. Wizards are in New Orleans. Jazz are in Oak City at Chesapeake. The Hawks play the Spurs in San Antonio. They're laying 4. The Sixers are at Golden State in San Francisco against the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. And then the Blazers take on the Kings in Sacramento. Portland laying 2.5 there. So tomorrow night's going to be awesome in the NBA, right? Tonight, light, 4 games, whatever. Tomorrow night, everybody's playing. And that just sounds fantastic to me. Going on right now, Flames and Hawks, a good one in the third in Calgary, 2 apiece. So the Flames having problems with the Blackhawks tonight is what's apparent. The Stars upset the Oilers in Dallas, 4-1. They kicked their ass. And the Lightning at home pounced on the Flyers. Stamkos, I know, had a goal. 4-0 Lightning win that one. I'll tell you about Wednesday's full schedule on the ice when we come back. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app. So count your blessings, Sporto. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
All right, so tomorrow night, it's really thick with the NBA and NHL. I promised you these hockey games, at least for tomorrow night. It's just, it's beautiful. The Penguins host the Canucks in Pittsburgh at PPG, and I was just there. I was just staying literally a stone's throw from the arena when I was in Pittsburgh for the Lions-Steeler game, and it's quite the arena for sure. They're playing the Canucks there tomorrow at 7. That one's on NHL Network. Bruins and Sabres in Shabbatabdabala. Flyers and Panthers in Sunrise. Down in South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk, hunk, hunk. Wild Devils at the Rock in lovely Newark. Canadians and Caps in D.C. The Jets are in Columbus. The Blues are at Little Caesars in Detroit Rock City. Rangers and Islanders at the USB, the new Islanders Arena at Belmont Park, where they are 0-2. What do you think, Mafia, to the Rangers? 11-4-3. They're certainly playing better than the Islanders. Do the Rangers go in there and make the Islanders 0-3 in their new digs?
They should, but, you know, given recent history, probably not. It seems like no matter how the Rangers are, you know, doing at the time they play the Islanders in the last couple of years, whether they're on a hot streak or not, for some reason the Islanders have had their number. So that might be the Islanders' first win, and I guess it would be pretty fitting.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm on the Rangers. I don't care. I don't care about recent history. I care about tomorrow. That's what I care about. And the Rangers are playing better hockey. And that's all there is to it. When you're 11-4, you're better than 5-8. Okay.
Vegas, they've won 5 of 6.
I mean, they've won 5 of 6. What do you need to know? Vegas is in Smashville. The Ducks are in Rado against the Avs. Oilers got beat tonight. They're playing in the desert tomorrow against the 4-13 Coyotes. Leafs and Kings in Lipstick City. And the Canes smoke Kraken in Seattle. How about the Canes 14-2-1? And the Senators Sharks at the Tank in San Jose. San Jose surprisingly 9-8-1. I got to give them credit. So that'll be tomorrow, a full slate in the NHL. Now, this game I'm watching, Arkansas and Cincinnati's a one-point game. Arkansas is up one, and they just got the lead back from Cincinnati. Going on right now, how about Notre Dame struggling with Chaminade, 41-38 at the half Irish. Washington leads South Dakota State by 5 with 5 minutes left. At the half, Gonzaga by 20 over UCLA. Stanford's up 10 on North Carolina A&T with 15 left. Northern Colorado up a bucket on San Jose State with 13 left. Northwestern beat Georgia easily. Indiana blew out Jackson State. North Carolina by 19 over Asheville. St. Mary's, I told you today on Coast to Coast, they're tough. They beat Oregon by 12. Coastal beat Valpo by 3. Vermont by 9 over Evansville. Chattanooga beat Covenant. Blew them out by like 60. James Madison by a bucket over Wright State. Southern Utah beat Yale in overtime. Middle Tennessee by 6 over Rider. App State beat Akron. All these are like tournament games. A&M over Butler by 7 in the Maui Gym. Drexel by 12 over Charlotte in the Nassau Championship. Murray State blew out Long Beach State in the Naples Invite. You got Bowling Green blew out Milwaukee in the Fort Myers tip-off. Mercer beat Bucknell in the Cancun Challenge. How about all these tournaments? Wisconsin beat Houston by a bucket in the Maui Gym. Oakland by 3 over Rice in the Gulf Coast Showcase. Liberty by 8 over Bethune-Cookman. Toledo, a winner by 1 over Tulane in the Nassau Championship. Kent State beat GW. Stephen F. Austin by 1 over Buffalo in the Cancun Challenge. Illinois by 8 over Kansas State in the Hall of Fame Classic. Miami blew out Defiance. I'm just looking at some of these other ones. Marshall ripped Louisiana 93-79. St. John's barely beat St. Francis of Brooklyn by 6. South Carolina by 11 over Wofford. Lehigh beat Columbia by 7. Florida Gulf Coast by 1 over Rhode Island. Nevada beat George Mason easily. Virginia by 18 over Providence. East Tennessee by 1 over Missouri State. Wake Forest blew out Farrellisaw State. Texas Tech ripped Omaha. St. Louis by 6 over Illinois State in the Cancun, and Nebraska by 6 over Tennessee State. So tons of college basketball, and it's more of the same tomorrow. It's just never ending with these holiday tournaments. I mean, it just never ends. Tomorrow, you got like Houston and Oregon. That's a consolation game. BU takes on Florida State, Vandy and Pitt. I'm just throwing a few of them at you. Wright State and Long Beach. How about this one? Loyola of Chicago, undefeated, taking on Michigan State in the Bad Boy Mowers Battle for Atlantis down in Nassau. Michigan State favored by 2.5. That should be an interesting game. Also there at Atlantis, UConn and Auburn, they play at 2:30. By the way, that Michigan State game's at noon tomorrow. You got Izzo's boys going at it with Loyola and Sister Jean. I wonder if she's down in Nassau partying. I mean, these games are just all day, every day. VCU and Syracuse tomorrow, 5 o'clock in Atlantis. Seton Hall and Cal, Fort Myers tomorrow, 6 p.m. Michigan plays tomorrow against Tarleton Cigarettes. I don't even know what that is, Tarleton. Xavier and Iowa State play. Washington and Nevada play. Princeton and Monmouth. Baylor takes on Arizona State in Atlantis. That's at 7:30. Ohio State and Florida play in Fort Myers at 8:30. Jacksonville and Minnesota play. Memphis and Va Tech in the NIT season tip-off. I don't know where that is. Memphis and Va Tech, that's a good game. And Santa Clara and Fresno State in the SoCal Challenge. So if you like college basketball, tomorrow it's all day long. And if you like the NBA, it's a full schedule tomorrow night. And if you like the NHL, it's a full schedule tomorrow night. I mean, it is just going to be thick on a Wednesday prior to Turkey Day on Thursday. Thursday, we've got not only the three NFL games, but you've got Ole Miss and Mississippi State and Starkville on the college football gridiron. I think that's going to be good. And I just want to see, just for the sake of it, if, and I don't even know if I can get it to work. I mean, I can't get anything to work on this stupid thing. I mean, I got to tell you, their app sucks. It never works. One tap my ass. How about one tap never works? How about 75 taps before the G-damn thing ever works? I mean, it never works. It never works. On Thanksgiving, there's tons of games. Dayton and Miami, Louisville, Mississippi State, and college basketball. North Texas and Kansas, Alabama and Iona, Maryland and Richmond, USC and St. Joe's, Georgetown and San Diego State. They don't care about holidays. They don't care about family. I mean, throw it up. Tip it off on Turkey Day. I'm all for it. The more, the merrier. It's Pharrell and a Bench. Go with us. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
Mafia, what did you think when you saw that Ohio State jumped Alabama in the college football playoff poll and that Cincinnati got the four spot? They're finally in the top four and they got to beat East Carolina. And if they do that, I don't see how you take them out once they're in.
Yeah, I wasn't that surprised. I mean, I know that it's not necessarily a harbinger of what's to come, but we already saw them do that in the AP poll with Ohio State and Alabama. When you go through the teams that they've gone through, you have a team like Michigan State, and you just trounce them from start to finish. Yellow likes your juice. Alabama struggled with Arkansas. It was a tight game. Not that Arkansas is a team that, you know, you should run over. They're a good team this year. But still, you know, we've seen them time and time again this year, especially, but also in the past. It's all about, you know, how you win that game. And both teams this week, Ohio State and Cincinnati, both those Ohio teams, it was about how they won their games. Ohio State blew out Michigan State, so they jumped Alabama, who played a close game. You know, Cincinnati, who they've kept out for a couple weeks, even though people are like, come on, you got to get them in there. Not only did Oregon lose to help them, but they beat the hell out of the second best team in their conference. So because of that, you know, they get the style points from the committee. So I wasn't really surprised at how it ended up. And now, you know, things have broken exactly how Cincinnati needed. We kept saying that they need help. And it wasn't just that they have to win out. It wasn't just that they have to, you know, beat up some teams. They needed Oklahoma to lose. They did. They needed Oregon to lose. Things have fallen in their favor. Now you just got to, you know, handle your business. And then once you get there, show them that they were right to put you there. Don't be one of these stupid teams like we've seen out of the Pac-12 or some of these other teams that are in that 3-4 slot, even a team like Oklahoma who gets in there and then just gets stomped out by the 1 and the 2 seed so that we just have them playing in the national championship and then people laugh at you and say, why'd you even show up?
So Cincinnati gets in finally. Michigan's 5 and Notre Dame 6. What do you think happens if, let's say Cincinnati wins and beats East Carolina, right, this week. And let's say hypothetically that Michigan beats Ohio State in the Big House. Would you leave Cincinnati in at 4 and keep Michigan out even if they beat Ohio State? Or would you actually put – because I don't think they're going to yank Ohio State out of it if they lose, do you? I mean, I would think that they drop, but I don't think they drop out of it.
I think they drop out of it. I think they flip-flop Michigan and Ohio State because they'd have 2 losses then. And Michigan will only have 1, and they have the head-to-head matchup. So they're going to switch them out like we've seen in other – like we saw in certain cases. I mean, obviously they've gone back in that before. I mean, Oregon, I think, originally had the head-to-head, and that's why they were over Ohio State. That, you know, we had – but then when Michigan and Michigan State, they didn't do that. So you never know with the committee.
So you think that Michigan would go into the 4, Alabama would go into the 2, and Cincinnati would go into the 3?
I would even think that they probably do Alabama 2, Michigan 3, Cincinnati 4. I think they're going to leave Cincinnati at 4 and just let them just get in. As long as they're in there, they're happy. It doesn't matter what their ranking is. They're going to leave them on the edge of it, on that cusp, because they don't want them there, and they would put Michigan at 3.
So either way, let's say you go into this game in Ann Arbor and they're getting 8. I mean, honestly, with the way the series has gone over the last decade or whatever, 10, 12 years of Ohio State dominance, are you surprised that the line is 8 in Ann Arbor? Or do you, I mean, to me, that's just, they're giving Michigan no respect. I mean, when you're an 8-point dog at home in the biggest game, rivalry game, the biggest game of the year, no questions asked, and you're both 10-1, and you're an 8-point dog at home. I mean, that's to me, that's like no respect whatsoever. I mean, if they respected him, it'd be 3, 3.5. But if it's 8, they don't respect them.
I disagree on that one. You know, typically you could say that, but the way that Ohio State has trounced teams, I mean, look at the last couple of weeks against Purdue, where everyone was talking about, oh, maybe they could pull the upset because they beat so many other people.
Michigan's been trouncing teams.
Michigan State was, you know, what, a 20-point underdog too. So, you know, they've given double-digit spread cut here from what they did last week against Michigan State, who was just as good and beat Michigan. I think they are giving them the respect of being at home and being a better team.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan just kicked Maryland's ass. The only thing is, I thought Michigan blew the game against Michigan State. When you're up 30-16, you got to win the effing game. I mean, they had that game in East Lansing by the throat, and they let it slip through their fingers. That's the game that cost them. I mean, they should have won that game. They'd be undefeated.
Yeah, and if that was the case, we'd probably see, you know, a similar thing to what we're seeing with Alabama and Georgia. You probably have 2 from the Big Ten, 2 from the SEC, and then whoever loses in the head-to-head matchups falls out.
So I'm watching the end of this game. It's really good. 68-67 Arkansas with 1:15 left and counting in the championship game. And then Cincinnati just misses a bunny. Oh, my God, a layup. The guy missed it from 1 foot away. How do you miss that shot? A 1 foot layup bunny. You should have dunked it, bro. What are you doing? My God, how do you, that you're going to lose the title because of that shot. He missed a 1 foot layup. Guy's at the rim and he still missed it. It's unbelievable. Arkansas is missing layups left and right too, but they got the rebound both times. They just missed 2 layups, but they got both rebounds. Now they got the ball again and 10 left on the shot clock. Cincinnati got to be kicking themselves. You miss a 1 foot bunny. You should have dunked it. Guys standing under the rim. They still can't get the rebound. Another miss and rebound from Arkansas. Oh, my God. I mean, Cincinnati can't hit a one-foot bunny, and then they lose three straight rebounds to Arkansas. You pikers. Unbelievable. I'm losing weight watching this game. I'm starting to get my palms are sweating when I see a good basketball game. I'm losing my mind. You got to get a rebound. Somebody block out. They got a seven-footer on the floor. The guy's playing like a pansy ass. He's not doing anything. White boy standing there looking like an idiot. Now this kid goes to the line, and he makes the free throw off the rim. They're up two. I mean, Cincinnati should be winning this game. You miss a one-foot bunny, you got to throw that down. The guy's 6'8". Throw the ball down, you wussy. Tries to lay it in. Same thing I saw with Noel tonight. The guy can't hit the – Nerlens Noel can't hit the side of a building from the sidewalk. Oh, my God, that guy shoots bricks. He's 2 feet out. He can't hit a layup. He had one layup. He missed the entire rim. He shot it from one side of the glass to the other. It was embarrassing. Now they're down three, 70-67. They got to hit a three to tie the game to send it to overtime. Meanwhile, they should have won the game. They blew this game. Cincinnati blew the game unless they hit a three. They're going to get a layup here. Oh, they're going to call a charge. That's game over. Turn the channel. Boom, game over, charge. The ref calls a charge. I've seen it all. Here's Gonzaga still up 19 on UCLA with 13 minutes left. I'm losing my mind watching all these games. It's great. I thought this game would be a lot better than it is, I got to tell you. I thought it'd be, you know, one against two. I thought it'd be a good game. A 19-point game is not a good game to me. It's a blowout. Anyway, I wanted to look at, because, you know, Thursday you got Ole Miss and Mississippi State playing. So I think that's obviously going to be a good game. And then Fresno and San Jose State. I actually think that's going to be a good game, too. Fresno's laying 7.5, but the game's at Spartan Stadium in San Jose. They've covered for me this year a few times, no doubt about it, San Jose State. But Friday, there's so many good games on Black Friday. It is just unbelievable. Boise and San Diego State kick it off. How about this? 9 a.m. they're playing that game in San Diego. I think they play the games in L.A. or something. In fact, I'm pretty sure, yeah, they play it at the Dignity Health Sports Park in Carson. That's unbelievable. It's at 9 a.m. in L.A. They're playing a football game at 9 a.m. How is that possible? Like, what are you doing? That makes no sense to me whatsoever. They should play that game later Friday. Kansas State and Texas in Austin. And then Eastern Michigan and Central Michigan. You can have that, Mac. I don't care what anybody thinks of me. Ohio and Bowling Green, yawn. They're both 3-8. You can have it. Utah State and New Mexico, another crappy team. New Mexico, they're 3-8. Iowa and Nebraska, solid, but Nebraska sucks too. They're 3-8. Scott Frost has been deplorable in Lincoln. I cannot believe they just gave him a new deal. The new deal I would have given him is you're fired. There's your new deal. Thanks for everything. You suck. Goodbye. Honestly, I think Scott Frost has been atrocious. Iowa's favored by 1.5 in that game in Lincoln. No Martinez, the quarterback for Nebraska. He's only played there for 20 years. He's been in a graduate program. I got a lot more games to talk about on Friday on a bench.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
Dickie V, very emotional tonight, returning to the mic to do the Gonzaga game with UCLA after treatment for lymphoma, cancer. He did all kinds of chemo and radiation treatments, and he's back on the mic tonight, and he got all choked up and teared up and crying when he was talking about all the people that have rooted for him, prayed for him, been there for him, pulled for him, dealt with him through this, period of chemo and treatments and hospitalizations and everything else. And he's back on the mic tonight, so it was very emotional. I've been around him before and have pictures of him here in my studio from the beginning of my career when I was doing A-ball in Sarasota, Florida at Ed Smith Stadium. And he lives in Sarasota and he used to go to the baseball games all the time, the minor league games. Just a great guy. Loves basketball. God bless him. I've always liked his energy and his love of the game is second to none. So anyway, we're talking about Friday, which is Black Friday. The college football on Friday is fantastic. UTEP and UAB is going to be another good game. UAB laying 13.5. Cincinnati, of course, has to beat East Carolina. Now they're in the top four in the college football playoff, ranked number four. They're laying two touchdowns at East Carolina. Believe me, that is not going to be an easy game for them against East Carolina. The Pirates are licking their chops, and they will do everything in their power to ruin Cincinnati's season and their playoff dreams. I have a feeling that's going to be a great game, and I do not think Cincinnati's going to blow them out. Missouri and Arkansas in Fayetteville. Arkansas is laying 14.5. It's a lot of points. Missouri's confident right now. They just beat Florida in overtime. They're 6-5. Arkansas is 7-4. What's the difference? South Florida and Central Florida, I think UCF should kick their ass. They're laying 18.5. Coastal taking on South Alabama. UNLV and Air Force. That one in Colorado Springs. Air Force laying 18. Colorado getting 23.5 against Utah. That's kind of been a nice rivalry game. They don't like each other. Colorado's not good at 4-7, but that's a boatload of points, especially with Utah coming off that upset of Oregon. I don't even know if it was an upset. Mafia was right about that game. They beat them at Rice-Eccles, then beat them good, kicked their ass. Can they get up for Colorado on Black Friday is the question. Of course, Utah is 8-3, trying to go to 9-3. TCU and Iowa State. That game is in Ames. Iowa State laying a fat 15 spot. I don't think they can beat anybody by double digits. North Carolina State and Raleigh laying 6 to North Carolina in a rivalry game. And Washington State and Washington in Seattle. And Washington State favored by 1. The Cougs favored over the Huskies. Meanwhile, the Huskies have won, I think, 6 in a row in the series. Now, we all know what's going to happen on Saturday. All that really matters is Ohio State and Michigan at noon in the Big House. Now that number's up to 8.5. As far as other games, you might be into, but Florida State and Florida. I mean, Florida's disastrous losing streak cost Dan Mullen his job. Both teams are 5-6. Miami and Duke. I mean, Miami trying to, go to 7-5. This is a big game for them. They're favored by 21 and a hook. Duke is terrible at 3-8. I'm just looking at some of the games. Alabama and Auburn in the Iron Bowl at Auburn. Alabama's laying 19.5. Oregon State and Oregon in Outzen and Eugene. Oregon's laying 7. Penn State and Michigan State in East Lansing. 3:30 on ABC. Penn State laying 1. Northwestern and Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. Illinois laying 6.5. The battle for the old Oaken Bucket in West Lafayette at Ross-Ade Stadium. It's Indiana and Purdue. Purdue favored by 15. That's a rivalry game at its best, but Indiana has absolutely sucked this year at 2-9. So much for Tom Allen being a great coach. Whatever happened to that? They had a terrible nightmare season. at Indiana after last year's great COVID season. I guess that was a fluke. Back to their losing ways in Bloomington, obviously. Vandy in Tennessee and Knoxville. Tennessee laying 31. I don't think Tennessee can beat anyone by 31. Literally, they can't beat themselves by 31. Vatek and Virginia in Charlottesville. Virginia laying 7. Wisconsin and Minnesota in Minneapolis. Wisconsin laying 7. I think Minnesota can beat them at home. I really do. SMU and Tulsa. SMU laying 6.5. Sonny Dykes getting pursued by TCU. That's happening. Arizona and Arizona State in Tempe. Arizona State laying 20. I got a problem with that, too. West Virginia and Kansas in Lawrence. West Virginia laying 15.5. The Bedlam game in Stillwater. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. The Cowboys laying 4. Go Pokes. Pitt and Cuse at the Carrier Dome. Pitt laying 13. Pitt trying to win their 10th game with Pickett at the helm. Clemson and South Carolina in the Poinsettia. They got it all going down there. In Columbia, Clemson laying 11.5 at Bryce Williams. Kentucky and Louisville in Louisville. Louisville laying 3. I like Kentucky at 8-3 to win that game. I know Louisville's hot all of a sudden, but look who they played. They beat up on Duke. Who doesn't? Tulane and Memphis at Memphis. Memphis laying 6. Nevada's at Fort Collins against Colorado State. Nevada laying 4. BYU in LA taking on USC. BYU laying 7. And Cal UCLA at the Rose Bowl. UCLA laying 6.5. What a Friday and Saturday of college football. I mean, my God, I'm losing weight. That is just fantastic. By the way, Luka Doncic teed up tonight in his first game back from injury from the ankle. He played and he was going at it and got teched up. There you go. And I'm just looking at all this stuff today. By the way, the Titans waived Adrian Peterson. That didn't work out. That didn't last, did it? And they've been flexing games left and right in the NFL. They bumped the Week 13 matchup between Kansas City and Denver to primetime and the Niners Seahawks to 4:25 on December 5th. And also a Week 15 matchup between New England and Indy moved to Saturday, December 18th. At 8:20 Eastern. So they've been flexing games left and right in the NFL as well. So, boom, what are you going to do? Anyway, this game is still blowout city. I told you, you can't beat them. Gonzaga 69-46, slaughtering UCLA with 8 minutes left. I mean, that game's so bad, it's time to turn the Blazers and Nuggets back on. I mean, huh? Right? Like, you got to just make that move right there. Your boy, I told you earlier tonight, your boy Hero Sandwich with a 31 spot tonight for the Heat in Detroit, just going off. By the way, the Cincinnati being number 4 in the playoff, it's the first time a non-Power 5 team has ever appeared in the top 4 of any playoff ranking. So Desmond Ridder and Cincinnati, good for you. First time it's ever happened. A non-Power 5 team has ever appeared in the top 4 of any playoff ranking. There's been trade rumors left and right ever since last year with Porzingis. Mark Cuban denies it. Why would I trade Porzingis at all? He just is not trading Porzingis, according to him. And you've wondered if he's been happy. I'll tell you what, once he figures out that he's just not the man, I think he'll be fine. It's Luka's world, and Porzingis is just living it in it, just like Hardaway and the rest of them. I was amazed tonight, to be honest with you, at how badly Melo played at the Garden. I thought, without a doubt, I thought for sure he'd come back and post up and hit some nice turnaround, knock down mid-rangers, hit a few threes. I mean, I think he hit 2 threes, but he was terrible. I mean, he was literally atrocious shooting the ball. Klay Thompson, motivated, more motivated than ever to rejoin the Warriors. He's full contact, full practice. He's like getting his rocks off playing again. And he is weeks away from coming back. You're looking at 3 weeks. once Thanksgiving's over, it's a month to Christmas. He'll be back the week before Christmas. Know that. And I mean, it's unbelievable to me how many people are buying in. Here's another guy, Joel Klatt. I think he's doing the game on Fox. He thinks Michigan can beat Ohio State. Is it not amazing to you, Mavi, that every year people keep buying into that Michigan can beat Ohio State, and every single year they get slapped back in their face?
Yeah, it's Groundhog's Day. It's, you know, always hoping that it's not going to be any different, and it always is the same thing over and over. I mean, we've seen it. There are certain teams and certain situations that have this happen. We talked about this last week with Oregon. There's that Pac-12 team always at some point falls to some opponent they shouldn't have lost to and lose their playoff bid. You know, Oklahoma State, every time you buy in that they might go undefeated or that they might actually challenge for the title, they lose that game. Now, they're still in contention this year after that one loss, but, you know, Gundy always has that letdown. There's certain teams in college football that, like clockwork, you know it's going to happen. The other shoe's going to, you know, drop at some point. And that's what it is for Michigan. You could have an incredible season. You could be the best team in the country over Harbaugh's tenure. They cannot do anything against Ohio State.
What do you think of your boy Zach Wilson? He'll start for the Jets against the Texans because Flacco and the other guy have COVID. That's crazy. I know I brought it up to you before, but it is crazy, right? And then the other thing is, what do you think of your boy Amari Cooper? Here's another guy refusing to get vaccinated, costing his team. I don't care what way you slice it. That guy not getting vaccinated, it makes him look selfish, and it hurts the Cowboys. And there's a lot of people that are livid over it.
Yeah, with the whole Jets situation, getting Wilson back in there, you know, I would have liked to seen him maybe rested up a little bit more of that knee and watch another week, see what Flacco, a veteran, can do and maybe learn from him. But, you know, trial by fire, get in there, get your reps, get your licks, you know, and see what you can pick up, you know, after a couple weeks on the sidelines. And as far as it goes with Cooper, I mean, I just don't get how guys don't think this is going to happen. It doesn't matter whether you're vaccinated or not. We've seen the NFL, plenty of people get it, or at least be in close contact and have to get, you know, tests, because this virus is still out there and it's still kicking and it's still kicking our ass. And if you're not vaccinated, there's no question about if you'll get it. It's just when. And that's what it's been in the NFL for a lot of guys. You know, we just talked, Flacco was a guy who's unvaccinated. He got it. You know, Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't matter who you are on a team, how big you are, how much money you make. This thing's going to take you down at some point.
How about Hugh Freeze got a new extension? He's going to make $4 million a year at Liberty. And James Franklin, a 10-year extension at Penn State that has him there until, the end of time. I cannot believe they gave him 10 years. I think they'll regret that. They'll be paying him for 10 years, but I bet he won't be there in 6 or 7.
Yeah, probably. But you know what? That's the cost of keeping this guy from going to USC or LSU for them.
I mean, whatever. I just don't believe that's a good choice for, you know, USC, like to go steal James Franklin. I think Franklin's perfect where he is, and I think he was going to stay there either way. I think the USC job is blown out of proportion. I mean, it just they don't matter anymore. It's been years since they mattered. I mean, honestly, who are they going to get? I can't wait to see that guy.
Scott, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
Dickie V's talking about everybody needs to love one another right now on the Gonzaga UCLA broadcast, saying if everybody treated everybody like they wanted to be treated, the world would be a better place. I think he's right. Treat people good, you'll be treated good, all that, you know. So what Gonzaga's doing is treating UCLA horribly tonight, treating them horribly. 74-55, Gonzaga tearing UCLA's arse in two. So that's the end of that. 1-2, great game we were going to see tonight. This game was over when it was 30-10, and they absolutely beat their ass in Vegas at T-Mobile. Speaking of beating ass, the Blazers are tearing up the Nuggets 95-79 right now with 10 left. I have that game going as well, and it's all Portland. Now it's even worse. It's 101-87. Oh, my God. It just gets worse by the minute. 101-87 Blazers. And then the Clips lead the Mavs at the half, 48-42 in Staples. One other note, the Flames ended up winning that game 5-2 over the Blackhawks. And I told you, Lightning forced them over the Flyers, Stars for one of the Oilers. Tons of games on Wednesday in the NBA and NHL and College Rack all day long. I'll see you at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast. Good night.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.